Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Lo. Thank you again for tuning in to another Take Action with Lo, a real estate investing show. I'm super, super excited to have a fantastic, fantastic guest today, Miss Nancy Wallace Lambs. And Nancy, thank you so much for joining the show and agreeing to take some time to do this interview. Man, you've been doing some things. You've been pretty busy, right?
Yes, I've been taking some action, and I'm so excited about where things are going, and I'm just excited about the book that's come out. You know, my business has been taking off. It's just been awesome. Yeah, I have some nuggets to share with the group, so to take action. You know, that's like, it's all about taking action. You can't get where you want to be without taking action.
That's it, and you're on the perfect show just for that. So, I mean, you know, it just worked out. Now, if you don't mind, you know, share with the listeners, you know, a little bit about yourself. You know, how long you've been an entrepreneur? You know, what was the motivation that came out of it? And just a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. Well, you know, when I started my real estate investing career, it was kind of a greedy moment in my life. So, when the housing market was going insane back in 2005, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And we had been in our current property about 8 years, and it was just nothing fancy, nothing to write home about. And we were looking to move into another house, and we started going around to, you know, open houses, and we were just shocked what people were paying for houses at that time. So you know what? We saw an opportunity, because I do believe in calculated opportunities and taking a little bit of risk, and we put our house on the market. It sold in like 2 days.
Wow.
We quit our jobs, we packed up, and we moved to Texas.
Wow.
And have not looked back ever since. Now, I was not into real estate investing. I was just a little on the greedy side, but I took action because I saw an opportunity to make some money. And when we got to Texas, it was the first time in my career that I had been able to just sit back and go, what do I want to do? Now, prior to all of that, I had been in blood banking. I was a management consultant. I traveled all over the U.S., Canada, and even made a trip to England to help blood banks, you know, get donors in cost effectively. So I've kind of always had that spirit as far as I'm always looking for the solution. I don't believe if it's broke, it can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. There's just another way to fix it. So took some action, and you know, and I actually created a very nice career for myself in blood banking, if you believe it or not.
Wow.
So then when we moved to Texas, I just sat back, and I had always been interested in flipping houses. I was just like, I'm so excited. Now I have the opportunity, a little bit of money. So I just happenstance met a lady who became my mentor, and she sold me my first rental property back in 2005. And I've been going strong ever since. And it's just been a great ride. And of course, here, the market hadn't quite rebounded yet. And that is how I started my real estate investing career. Just, you know, and then from that, I really wanted to learn about property management. So I took action and I went to that same person and I said, hey, you should hire me. And of course, she was like, I'm not going to hire you. You don't have any background. You don't know anything about real estate. You just bought an investment property. And I hounded her for 3 months and I took action. I wrote her a very long letter why she should hire me. Although I didn't have real estate investing background, I wasn't a realtor, but I was very organized and determined, and I even offered to work for her for free. Now, she finally did hire me and paid me pennies to start out, but within a month, she realized that I was a good hire, mm-hmm. and then fast forward 10 years, I became an expert in property management.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, that's something I didn't know, so that's something we'll probably have to talk about later on. But man, what a journey. So
yes.
I do have to ask, and I like to ask, I guess, you know, a few questions about, you know, as far as starting out. I mean, you said you guys just put your house on the market and you just moved. I mean, obviously there was a fire under you for change.
Yes.
But what about the fear factor? You know,
you know, it was scary. You know, we both had very stable, secure jobs. But, you know, we were both, my husband and I were both kind of looking for, I guess, a challenge. I'm very spiritual, and I just felt like my gut was telling me. I sometimes work off of my gut, and I take action from what my gut tells me, and it just felt right. It just felt an opportunity. You know, there's very few times in your lives where you can get out of debt. You can make a life change that, although scary, I mean, it was very emotional. But we both knew, we were confident in the fact that we could find jobs anywhere. But this opportunity was a once in a lifetime thing. And we said, you know what, we have to explore this. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? We end up, you know, finding another job. You know, I'm originally from the Midwest, so I wasn't opposed to moving to Texas. My husband is from Milwaukee, and so it was definitely out moving north.
Yes.
So, you know, Texas was kind of a compromise. I had lived in Kansas City for a while, and so that was one of our choices. So this was a great compromise to come to the Dallas area. And it just all worked out. And so, yes, we did have a little bit of fear about the unknown, but we also felt secure in ourselves that, you know what, we can go find jobs anywhere. And that's really the truth. You can find a job anywhere. I mean, I'm not opposed to slinging hamburgers if I have to pay my bills. I mean, I do what it takes. I take the action to do what it takes. But I also have big dreams. And with big dreams, sometimes you have to have goals and you have to figure out, well, you know what? How are we going to do this? You know, not that it's broken. What we always used to say to ourselves is, not that we can't afford it, but how can we afford it? That's what we think. How can we afford to do this? How can we afford not to do this? And because of my blood banking, and my husband was also a management consultant as well. And, you know, there's companies that always need someone to tell them what to do. So so we were secure in that part that we knew we could get a job anywhere.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Very powerful. So let's fast forward to now. How we met. I think we've met online. I know we both here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes, yes.
And we've talked a time or two. And let's talk about this very exciting project, your book that has been recently released. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Too. Absolutely.
So, you know, it was a childhood bucket list. When I was little, not very many people know this. I actually used to wake up in the middle of the night. I'm a very early morning riser, but I wrote poems. I mean, they were just kid stuff. And to this day, I still have them, but I always had this urge to write a book. I never knew what it was going to be about. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so amazing. I think that's a really cool thing about the real estate investing journey. You just never know where it's going to lead you. And you're right. Well, we met, I think at some networking event, mm-hmm. and I've seen some of your Facebook training and whatnot. And, you know, there's a lot of women that are very successful in real estate investing. But when you go to conferences, you need to count on one hand how many of them are standing on stage. And it's kind of perplexing to me because there are a lot of us that have been successful through the years. But typically when you go to a real estate conference, the mentors and gurus are usually men.
Yep.
So right. I guess I wanted women to have a bigger voice. Women love HGTV. I mean, men do too, but I think the bigger audience is women. And, you know, I was fortunate to have a mentor when I was starting my journey. And I just know and have met a lot of women that they don't know how to start, or they feel more than anything, they lack the confidence. How did you start? What did you do? You know, and so the book was kind of a culmination of, you know, the target audience is someone that is just new and does not know where to start. Maybe they got a divorce and they need to get another job. Maybe they have watched one too many HGTV, and, you know, the title Winning Deals in Heels is kind of ironic, because when you go out to real estate houses in some of the conditions, you would not be wearing heels. So, or if you would, you better have another pair of shoes in the car. So it's just kind of I guess it was iconic just to kind of reach out. And, you know, there's 11 total women in the book, but there are hundreds of successful real estate women. And I'm so glad that you were part of the book. And most of the gals are, you know, local here to Dallas. Yes. We do have one from Houston, but all successful in their own right. And we all do different things.
Yes.
But there is a theme to the book. And I guess I'll tell you, even though you could buy the book, the theme is to be consistent and take action and find a mentor. And, I mean, those are really, out of everyone's story, that is the three key ingredients to being successful in this business. So.
Absolutely, and you're so right, and I'm so glad and excited and
I know, and you know, the other thing is, I just want to make a shout out to Hope Store. So I elected to have part of the proceeds be donated to Hope Store. So for the listeners that don't know what Hope Store is, it's here in Plano, Texas. It's a nonprofit organization that helps families, women and men, children heal from domestic violence. They're a great organization, and this Thursday, so excited, we're going to have a group book signing. So of the 11 women, we have commitments from 10 will be there to autograph the book. I mean, this is like, we're all so busy, and it's just amazing that we all are coming together, and we're doing it at Hope Store, and they're having their resale store is, they're rebranding, reopening, so they are having a celebration. They invited us to come along. I was like, great. We have a title company that's going to have some, I'm going to shout out to Tiago Title, because they did, they're going to be bringing the food for us.
Awesome.
And it's going to be an awesome event. So this Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30, that's April 11th. And I'm just a quick, the address is 2129 Parker Road in Plano. So that's my shout out for Hope Store.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And yes, for all of my replay folks, and if you're watching this and listening to this after the event has passed on, don't worry about it. Just Google Amazon. All right.
Yes,
Google Amazon.
And also, they can actually Google Winning Deals in Heels, and it'll take them right to a link.
Perfect.
And remember, when you buy the book, number one, you're finding out about all of us and our journey, Lo, myself, and all the other gals. And your purchase, remember, part of it's giving back to Hope Store. So make a difference.
Yes.
Take action. Buy the book.
Absolutely. Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better. So I couldn't have said it any better. But, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to be a part of this project, to be a part of your book, is because when you shared the organization that part of the proceeds were going to, I said, absolutely, I definitely want to be a part of that. So again, thank you. So I'm honored.
You're welcome. Honored. You know, and I do meet, you know, people say, why did you write the book? And it kind of started out as the differences between men and women in real estate investing. But if you've been around the block a couple times like I have, there's differences no matter what you do. You know, you always need confidence. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to find a mentor and a support group that's going to, you know, maybe you're single, or, you know, I meet women all the time that just want to, you know, how do you get into it? And they just, you know, they're taking care of their families, and they don't make time for themselves. And so they think they can't do it. They don't have the confidence, or maybe they don't have the support to do it. So one of the things that I love doing is mentoring new people that are trying to get into real estate investing. I was fortunate to have a mentor that helped me, you know, avoid serious financial mistakes. I think that's what really scares people.
Yes.
Because it is money and property. And so I like to give back, to people that are starting out. So this book is kind of a way for me to give back and say, hey, you know what? If we all can do it, I mean, we're all regular people that just had a passion. We wanted to learn. We're continually growing. So we took the action and we made it happen.
Absolutely. Made it happen. And you're making it happen. Nancy, thank you so much. I have two quick, simple questions that I want to ask before I let you
go. Okay, great.
One, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you getting out of bed, even though those days are rough sometimes, because we're not always on 10 as entrepreneurs. We have our days. What's one thing that's a motivation for you to keep you going?
I would say my daughter. She's in her early 20s now, and I always want to be a good example for her, that and for other women as well, but for her particularly. You know, sometimes you just don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to make that one more call, or oh my gosh, I have this one more issue I need to straighten out on title. But you know what, I want to show her that, you know, as an entrepreneur, that, you know what, you just have to keep going if you want your dreams to happen. So I've tried to instill in her that if you want something bad enough, that you just have to be consistent, and you just have to kind of fake it till you make it kind of thing. So
absolutely perfect. So family. Now, last question. What is like your favorite book or podcast that you like to read that kind of keeps you inspired and motivated?
So, you know, I really, well, there's so many of them. I mean, I love yours and, you know, Jim Ingersoll, he's wonderful. But you know who really kind of took me to the next level? And it's probably so cliche, but Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
When I read 10X, I was like, dang, this is the way you really need to think. Because I always set goals or whatever, but, you know, he really talks to you about setting even bigger goals. Like, the book was a really big goal, but I think I don't know that I would have been so inspired to really make it come to fruition. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I've always wanted to write a book. And he talks about he always wanted to write a book, or, you know, make a movie or something like that. So I was like, and I just love the energy. I listen to him on tapes, and his energy just is infectious. I love it.
Absolutely. He's one of my favorites as well. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Nancy, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Again, where can people go to get the book?
Thank you so much for taking action and inviting me. I really appreciate it. And I will see you on Thursday.
Absolutely. And where, again, can people go and order the book?
So then go to Amazon.com or just Google Winning Deals and Heels. And there's a link that'll just take you right there to go get your book. So, hey, get your book. Come bring it out on Thursday. We will have a few copies that we'll be selling if you run out of time to get it online before Thursday. But do come by and meet all the gals that are in the book and be inspired.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Everybody, remember, it's time to go take action.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.